take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine.
Ready? 24 to 7, stay by. Nothing left for me to do, just dance, dance, dance. Steve O, welcome to you.
Welcome to the lead singer.
What's that?
Lead singer.
Lead singer what?
Jamiroquai.
It's not Jamiroquai.
No.
Stephen! Stephen!
Same genre.
Well, they did have a song, or the bloke who sang that did have a song about nothing left for me to do but dance. Yeah. I'll accept that. But Stephen,
I was confident.
You were very confident, which is unsurprising. It's much more contemporary than Jamiroquai's song. That was 15 years ago, 20 years ago, wouldn't it? This is the last couple of years. This, I think, it might have been a theme song for one of those animated Trolls. It was too, Al. One nice work from you. Animated movies, Trolls. It is the voice of Justin Timberlake, Stephen. He's having a birthday today on the 31st of January. He was born in Memphis, Tennessee a few years ago. Remember the name of the band he was in, the boy band?
No. They're all merging into one. It wasn't Take That.
No.
It wasn't New Kids on the Block.
It was Robbie Williams. New Kids on the Block, no. NSYNC was his band, or his boy group. So this was a hit song for him a couple of years ago. He's having a birthday today, our man JT. Big golfer. Plays in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, so he loves his tunes. He's having a birthday today, one of the most famous men on the planet, JT. How old is he?
42.
42 is a very good selection here. That is in the three-year window we offer around these parts. He's 41 today. Nice work.
Not a bad actor. He was in a movie with Clint Eastwood, a good baseball movie, where Eastwood was a scout.
The Trouble with the Curve.
Yes.
I think I've seen that, but what was his role in that?
Yeah, outstanding. He's the
boyfriend, the scout was Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, that's right. He was the scout. What was JT?
I think he was maybe going out with Clint's daughter or something like
Isn't
that.
Isn't he the understudy scout, though?
Maybe. It was a good show. Watched it on a plane.
Sounds like you're all over it, mate.
I might have watched it on a plane too, Stephen. He was also in The Social Network too. He played the role of Sean Parks, the bloke who founded Napster. Who ended up investing in Facebook, making squillions. Anyway, he's hit the jackpot a few times. Other birthdays today. Robert Grubb. Do you know who Robert Grubb is?
Yeah, I reckon he was in The Flying Doctor.
Yes, well done.
Grubby.
Robert Grubb, Dr. Jeff Standish. Dr. Jeff.
I shouldn't know that.
No, everyone knows. He is a guy, I reckon. If you ask most people, particularly of our generation, not a massive name, not Bert Newton, not any, that sort of status. But I reckon most people would know Robert Grubb as the bloke who played the doctor in The Flying Doctors.
Yeah. He flew the plane, didn't he?
Yeah, they all did back then.
Sierra Foxtrot.
Mike Sierra Foxtrot. Victor Charlie. 73 today, Robert Grubb. KC of KC and the Sunshine Band fame is having a birthday today. Stephen, 72. Harry Casey is KC, by the way. Johnny Rotten from?
Yeah, I know. Most too early in the morning.
Well, you're allowed to say the name of the band.
Yeah.
Rotten from? Yeah.
Sex Pistols.
Correct.
Gee, I'm battling, aren't
I? You are battling. I didn't know where you were going with that. He's 67 today. Anthony LaPaglia, Australian actor, is 64 today. Jackie O is 48 today. Portia de Rossi, or is better known in Horsham where she was born, Amanda Rogers.
Yeah, went to the same primary school I was at for a while, Grovedale West in Geelong.
Really?
I think, yep.
Did you know her as Amanda, or was she gone to Portia by then?
I think she came after my time, but that's pretty famous, down in Grovey.
There you go. She's 50 today, former partner of Ellen DeGeneres, I think it was. Will Anderson's having a birthday today, 49 as well. And a bit of information, a couple of things. McDonald's opened their first store in Moscow on this day in 1990. I'm not sure how the Russian McDonald's situation is going at the moment. But Wordle was sold, acquired by the New York Times for an undisclosed price in 2022. It's become the most popular game or app on mobile phones across the planet.
Massive.
Are you a
Wordle man? I do it with my wife every day, either breakfast time on the weekends or at night time. We do it together. Something to sort of get together and, you know.
Is that sort of cheating?
Forge a relationship? No, not really. It's a team thing.
So hang on.
No, we should compete at the same time, and who gets it quicker would be better for us, but we do it together. We do a line at a time.
So we've got you and your wife, beautiful Jane, doing Wordle together. We've got the owl and his mum watching maths together. The world is not in a good place at the moment. A bit of feedback coming for you off the SMS to Owl, by the way. And we did throw it out to our listeners. What do you do with your mum? Harrison's no good. Says the first SMS.
Correct.
The owl had won me over during the summer, but this is hard to digest, to say the least. That's very funny. This is from the baker. I punt with my mum, got her on the nags about 5 years ago. I send through my daily thoughts. If I'm late, she always gives me the hurry up. She loves a spreadsheet. Nice work, the baker. The owl. The daughter his mum always wanted.
There's devil bend action there, I think.
Nice work. That's some good feedback. The old girl and I play golf together regularly, and she loves a punt. Has jagged two trifectas for 16.5K and loves the first four. How about a round of devil bend, says Benny Banjo off the SMS. Well, you're in the running, Benny, with your contribution to the program this morning. What else have we got? The old Dale from Long Worry. Was talking about the spreadsheet as well. The Hornet butchered this segment the last 2 weeks, says the press. Yeah.
He didn't know anybody, huh?
What?
Yeah.
And someone's just come through very recently, Steve, saying we've got the Wordle in three today, fellas.
Right.
Have you Wordled today?
No, we do it tonight. Last night we did it in bed, actually, Wordled it.
How romantic. That doesn't get the juices flowing. I don't know what will. Real Erskine Falls area there.
Oh, real Erskine. Funnily enough, we didn't get the word on Erskine Falls.
I think what I do with my mum, my mum doesn't do a lot. She's a housewife who, she does the shopping and then bakes scones. So that's about it. So we've probably
pumpkin
done scones, some
scones or traditional scones?
Sultanas.
Oh, yeah. See, that's disappointing.
Real rock cake, real heavy one. Yeah. You can just about kill someone if you threw one, but no, they're nice with some butter.
Righto, okay. Yeah. Nice work, Stephen. We've got some footy news coming up. Don't forget, we're going to catch up with Tony Shaw through the program. Have a chat about the situation at the Magpies. And the big story is the Magpies today, the Craig Kelly situation. We'll talk about that in the big yarn after 7 o'clock as well. And also, Graham Arnold, still to come for those who just joined us this morning. The coach of the Socceroos has announced yesterday a $6 million four-year deal yesterday for the Socceroos. He'll be joining us later on after 7:30 as well. So plenty to come on the program this morning. Stephen, what's happening in the foosball?
Well, the other big story, of course, is St Kilda. Jeff Walsh, who much heralded arrival as the head of footy at the Saints only 4 months ago. Of course, really a huge CV, Jeff Walsh, CEO of the Kangaroos, Collingwood, and Carlton. Oh, really a doyen.
Iconic football administrator.
He's a doyen. So he has withdrawn from the Saints, basically will pack up his bags and leave today, which was a real shock when the news came out yesterday. I've cross-checked this with people close to the action. It definitely is family reasons. So he's got some issues there he needs to deal with. But also, he lives in Carlton. That's at Moorabbin, so it's a little bit of a commute. So if you mix all that in together, it became a little bit tough for Walshy. So different part of the world, Moorabbin to Carlton. I know it's only probably 15, 20 k's.
Surely that's not the barrier.
No, but when you merge it all together with family issues and looking after family different. Members, it's not just around the corner like, say, a North Melbourne. So it just became a little bit much. So he's pulled the pin, and Dave Misson, who, of course, Ross Lyon's lieutenant, the fitness guy.
Yep.
He's now the interim head of football. So the Saints really have to go out and find somebody now. I mean, Steve Silvani's just arrived as list manager. Perhaps he could step into that role. Or do they go outside the box again? So it's a disruption. I don't think it's a seismic disruption at this stage.
But it's one of the pillars, isn't it? It's one of the pillars of your program,
your
footy manager. So to have that not there as you are, what are we, 44 days out, it tells me in the paper today, from the AFL season, to not have that person in place 44 days out from the season, that's got to be a concern for all and sundry at head office at St Kilda.
Yeah, you don't want it. You need to solidify. David Rath's been low-key as well. A few of the spies said they haven't cited Rathie around of late, so we need to check up where he's at. He's a key player.
Are you suggesting that there's some rumblings at St Kilda?
Well, he hasn't been cited down there of late. Maybe he's just keeping things low-key. But he's been a key player, Rath. Was at Hawthorn. Really good operator at St Kilda as well. And just briefly, Dusty, have you heard about this?
Oh, yes, the car.
Two goals forward yesterday. Sensational. He's really dangerous inside 50. But the car's a great story. You'd be pretty flat if you're Dusty. He loaned his Range Rover, the flash black one, out to a mate, goes to a servo, leaves the keys in the car, and somebody nicks it and starts ramming it.
Now, that's a problem. That's a setback for Dusty and his Range Rover, I would have thought. But it's not uncommon to leave your keys in the car at the servo.
Oh,
I've done that heaps of times. Yeah.
No.
Well, you don't think someone's going to pinch your car.
No, you don't. You're unlucky.
Server. You'd be a bit stiff to have someone pinch your car and start ram rating things. Yeah.
You'd be flat
from
though.
The server.
What would you say to him, mate? Say, come on.
No, I wouldn't say anything. So no. You're a bit stiff.
Yeah.
I imagine it would be insured, the car there for Dusty. Yeah.
And we weren't stiff with Aaron Sipos. How good to be able to ring him direct.
Yeah.
This is a guy involved in the Super Bowl. It's not just Mickey Mouse sort of domestic type sport. This is a huge international event, Super Bowl. And it just sort of underlines the fact that we can get a Super Bowl star direct, and it's times we're struggling to get AFL players on and access. I think just underlines, and I think this has been an issue for a while in the AFL. It's too tough.
So when we've been on about this for a long time, and footy fans have been too, not just the media, but footy fans as well, Steve-O, that it's so tightly controlled. The football media from clubland is so tightly controlled that it's almost impossible to get access to the people you want to or need to, understanding that obviously there's a lot of requests and someone needs to filter all those and do all that. We understand all that. But we don't actually get to know any of the people anymore.
No, we don't. And I think...
Look, well, Aaron Sipos jumped on the line, no worries. Yeah. Had a great chat for 10 minutes.
Some clubs are better than others. And when we get rolling, I think the season, it will free up. But Carlton, for instance, arrived in Mooloolaba yesterday. They put up Lloyd, the head of football. That should have been Vossi or Cripper. And I think at this time of year, as soon as the tennis finishes, mandate that the coaches at this period have to talk once every fortnight, and then when it starts, once a week.
That used to be the rule, wasn't it? It used to be the mandate for the coaches to do a weekly press conference.
Not quite this early. But when was the last time, like Bevo did a press conference after his contract, but he's been quiet. Hardwick... Clarko's gone quiet. I'd love to see, but I think the cricket's even worse half, having produced here as well. We did brilliantly yesterday to get Dave Warner. That's why I nearly fell off my chair. Very difficult, very difficult to get an Australian cricketer.
No, that is true. Well, Socceroos are the same. All the national teams become a real challenge, and understanding that there are limited squads, you know, cricket's 12-man, 15-man squad or 15-woman squad. And a nation to report to, so there's a heap of requests that would go in. So, challenge to a degree, but we want to get to know them to love them.
You're on $1 million.
If you love them, you invest emotionally and you'll support them and you'll get out there and watch them and you'll buy all the stuff and you'll watch them on TV. That's where everyone wins.
Yeah, Trevor said he barely talks. Great player. Great bloke. We want to hear more of him.
Let's get him on. We're going to put the former Socceroo Craig Moore under the pump to get
We've got Graham Arnold on, though, today, haven't we?
Trevor's head on. Yeah, we do have.
So big tick for Football Australia. Football.
Well, he loves us, Arnie. He respects the way we speak to him about the global game and the Socceroos. So we'll have a chat to him about that later on. We'll get you back in too, Stephen, because there's more footy news through the morning as well. Mark Stevens, the AFL editor around these parts on Breakfast on RSN.